What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Sports Radio 92.9, The Game with the Morning Shift. It's Mike, Bo, myself, Allie Mack, hanging out with you this morning. You can get in on the conversation today. Tweet us at 929MorningShift. And Braves beat the Nationals 5-2. We're back at 500. Guys, all is right in the world.
All right. 2-0 in our last 500 games. We're good. I guess that not, get to 500. Anyways, no. Yeah. Interesting game yesterday. I thought it was a soothing game to watch yesterday a little bit. And I caught the tail end of it. I was out there cutting grass, doing some other things. And, of course, that daytime game. It felt okay. Like watching AJ Smith-Shawver go to work with the splitter throughout that game. Poetic, man. Like it just seemed like, and I know that he came close to the no-hitter when Steak spoiled it a couple of weeks ago. You know what I mean?
But
I thought he even looked more unhittable last night in his 85 pitches. I really did. I'm so excited about the future of him. And I do have to say this too. I texted Grant about AJ Smith-Shawver and usually you use his initials, but instead of, I didn't put the J in.
Yeah.
I just put ASS, and Grant very quickly was like, AJSS. Like, yeah, hey, man. Like, you can't say ASS. I'm like, AJ Smith. Okay, yeah. Okay,
well,
sorry about that.
Then you're kind of. Yeah. You could.
What'd you call him?
Yeah.
My bad.
Well, Grant. It's funny that you say that you thought he was his best. That's what Stinker thought, too.
Yeah.
Stinker thought yesterday was probably he had better stuff, better control. I know we talked about it earlier, but you thought you didn't like the fact that he came out after six.
I didn't even say I don't like it. I just don't like. I don't know how I feel about it anymore because and this is where I go back and forth. Where you look at the game and you second guess things and you go, no, that's fine. It's fine. I would have second guessed it either way. Probably.
Can I tell you how you should feel? You should be.
You will.
You should feel fine with it because yesterday was probably. It might have been the hottest day we had all year. It was like 89 yesterday, and it was kind of sticky. And so, you go up there and you throw 90. Obviously, he threw 86 pitches in the game, but overall, he probably threw like 200. I mean, warming up and in between innings and everything. And I have no issues with it. It was a hot day. It was a day game. Get him out of there. Keep the kid fresh. You're going to keep him up. You want to keep these guys healthy and Go to Boston and look. Boston's struggling a little bit. If I'm not mistaken, last time I checked, they're like under 500, and they are. They're under 500. They're 4-6 in their last 10. They've lost 3 straight. Go up there and take 2 of 3. I don't want to sweep. Go take the first 2 games, so you stay over 500. And let's look forward.
Let's not go back.
We'll see Strider in Washington, right? Maybe Acuna too. You never know.
Well, and that's the interesting point. I don't feel like we've been here for such a long time. We did get the news that Elder was optioned yesterday. We have so many guys now that are healthy. that are coming back to play.
Go knock on that door, Dylan.
Knock on wood. Dude, yeah, I'm just telling you.
I'm sorry. I don't want to be the steak and jinx anything.
I don't
anything.
Know what devil you. Magic Allie's trying to put in the air, but I'm not for it.
But it feels refreshing to kind of be in this new realm of we have options. We have almost too many people that are ready to play.
Allie, it's a phenomenal point. Now, take your thought and your point you just said now, and to your point, go back to mid-April when... or whenever Strider came back and then he goes back down, and you're like, now what are we going to do?
Yeah.
We don't have Elder. I mean, we have Elder. That was the problem.
Right?
We don't have Lopez. We don't have Strider. We don't know what AJ's doing. And now, to your point, we feel like, we're kind of peacocking a little bit.
We're feeling ourselves.
Yeah.
I do want to bring this up because I thought about this yesterday watching Matt Olson hit. And Matt Olson's rough right now, right? And I had this thought in my mind watching him hit yesterday. I was like, I feel like I've said this the last 2 years at this point in the season. Like, Matt Olson's rough. So I went to FanGraphs and looked up his splits as far as what his average is in May. Mm-hmm. His career average in May is 228. He's always this guy in May. The good news is his career average in June is 263, and it usually bounces right back. So it's always the Snickers point. The back of the baseball card doesn't lie. Hopefully it doesn't lie again for Matt Olson this year.
This is my opinion. This is not an expert take. This is my take, which you could call me an expert. Some would say I'm an expert. I'm not saying that. But he's a lull guy. Like, he swings himself in and out of lulls.
Crazy.
Like, he'll go in one randomly. He'll be hot or just good. And then all of a sudden, it's almost like the baseball is going through his bat when he swings. And then next thing you know, he pulls a couple to the chop house. And then don't look, but now he's going oppo. Yeah. And you're like, well, holy crap, Matt Olson's there again. And Austin Riley, that's the thing that gets me about the Austin Riley, Ozuna not so much the last 2 years, but Austin Riley and Matt Olson, you went from, I mean, when you had, the difference in Freddie and Matt Olson is Freddie is seemingly never ice cold.
Mm-hmm.
He's always, even if he's not hitting home runs, he's doing something.
Yeah.
And he has a good way of that inside out swing where he's fight Matt when he goes cold, when he's not hitting home runs, everything's off.
And I will say this too, Marcell Ozuna goes 0-4 yesterday, or I'm sorry, 0-3. He hit a couple lasers in his first couple of at bats, so I think that was a little bit of bad luck as well. All right, Dylan, let's do it, man. Let's hit fair foul. And just a quick reminder, today's Mic'd Up brought to you by Buffalo's Cafe. Come wing it family style at one of Buffalo's Cafe's 13 Atlanta locations. I mentioned date night spots. Maybe I'll take the wife over to Buffalo's Cafe tonight. She'll always love that. Love watching some of the playoff basketball, eating some chicken wings, man. So we'll see what happens. Allie, take it away.
It is time for fair or foul. Mike, we're going to start with you on this one. We know the Falcons will be heading to Berlin to play the Colts. Bo will be accompanying them with the Falcons Radio Network. Fair or foul? Bo will get lost or lose something at some point in Berlin.
100% fair. 100% fair. And I don't even know what he's about to say. And this is not a judgment like a Which One Wednesday, but it's already been proven that this is going to happen. He's going to be trying to figure out how to make a phone call from a local to where, how can I get Dave Archer? And then he's going to try to find Wi-Fi so that his iMessages can get through over there. And he's going to be lost, or he'll have lost something.
One thing we know Bo will not forget is his wallet, because he's going to triple check to make sure that wallet's not in his truck.
Yeah.
I don't know. I lost that before I even made it to – I didn't even make it out of the city of Atlanta before I lost my wallet when we went to London. Thanks for Larry in the truck literally reminding us of that.
That was crazy.
I think it's fair because – I mean, you know, at least when you go to like London and Ireland or something, they have everything's in English.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what to expect from speaking free Deutsch or whatever they say.
We'll get you tuned up on your German.
Yeah,
as we get
I need
closer.
To get back to freshman year of college, right?
All right, fair or foul, Bijan Robinson and Tyler Allgeier will both have 1,000 yards rushing this season. Bo, you're first.
So this is one I want to say fair on because it means we're dominant. We've got leads late in games, and the offensive line is very good in the run game.
Mm.
But I think it's foul. I think this is going to be probably at least 55-45 throw run offense with Penix. So therefore, I don't think there's going to be enough opportunities for both of them to get to 1,000 yards. I just don't think the carries will be there. But I do think, you know, maybe a 1,500, 600, something like that.
Well, and I think
what kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
That's close to what you got last year out of the two. When you look at Tyler Allgeier, let me see what. I'm trying to look at his yards right now. I think it was somewhere around 680 last year. I don't think they get. I'm with you. I don't think they both get to 1,000. But I think Allgeier has a couple hundred more than he did last year, and I think that you're dealing with a 1,400, 1,500, and 800. If that's fair enough for Tyler Allgeier, I think Tyler Allgeier is more in the half of what Bijan has. I also wonder though if you get into a spot where how much is Michael Penix gonna throw this year? And we all expect him to open up the offense and be able to do different things. The fact that he can actually boot out and do things with his legs adds another dynamic for Zach Robinson. I expect Tyler Allgeier to have a couple hundred more this year than he did last year. I'm not ready to say 1,000 just yet for both of them, but I think it's going to be fun to track this year for sure.
All right, moving on. Today is National Pizza Party Day. Fair or foul? Cold pizza for breakfast is better than cereal.
I will take this one.
I thought we were rotating.
Yeah, that's all right. Yes. But you didn't say anything. So, yeah, look.
I was yielding to you.
It's fair. Okay? It's fair. And I'm not a big cereal guy. And I'm not a big ice cream guy either. I don't know what it is about eating things with spoons out of a bowl. It's not my thing. Soups, cereals, ice cream, whatever it may be. It's just not my thing. I'd take pizza. I might be Italian.
It has to be actually. Cold, right?
Johnsonino. It might be my last name at some point along the line. So, yeah, cold pizza.
Cold pizza.
Yeah. Are you and Zeno brothers?
Johnsonini.
You and Zeno?
Yeah, I mean, we might
Y'all
be.
Cousins? Yeah. I think it's fair. I do like cereal. I only like a few select cereals, though. I'm not anti-cereal like Michael here, and I do like ice cream as well. But I love pizza as well.
Mm-hmm.
And there's nothing like the pizza cold. I mean, that's phenomenal.
Oh, good call.
I mean, sign me up. Yeah, I'm all for it.
Cold pizza for breakfast then. Okay, so the Falcons, as you know, took a shot at Bill Belichick and his girlfriend Jordan in their scheduled release Mario Kart video. Fair or foul? Jordan will retaliate in some way in the next week or so.
Dude. Well, I'm sure it's fair, but it should be foul. And let me tell you why. Because the Falcons didn't start this. Jordan did.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You don't get to go around here running your. You can't. See, this isn't your world, Jordan. Okay. This isn't your world. The NFL is not your world. You don't get to run your mouth or your little t-shirt game and expect things not happen back. This isn't a CBS 60 Minutes interview where you can be like, we're not answering that. Because guess what? We answered.
I also think that she's going into hiding right now. I don't know if you guys saw the reports that came out yesterday from Pablo Torre where he's writing this expose, and they said she's been around since 2021, which she was 19 years old. I don't think she's going to say anything in the next week or so. She might not say anything for the next 6 months or try to publicly. I think she's in hiding right now.
You know what's weird is she called down the thunder, and now it's coming, and you can't hide from it.
Well, look, man, just a level of immaturity right there. Let's call a spade a spade. You're 19 years old.
All right, fair or foul, Bo, you start on this one. Braves will stay at or above 500 throughout the weekend.
Fair. I think it's fair. The Braves have been pretty good since the 0-7 start. I've documented. I'm tired of reading the numbers. There's nothing that tells me they can't go to Boston, take 2 of 3. Well, the only thing that tells me that is they're not very good on the road this year. But I think they go up there with Sell and Schwellenbach, I think they do just fine. I think they take 2 of 3, but I think they win the first two easily.
Yeah, I think they take 2 of 3, but I'm not ready to say it's the first two. I think that maybe you deal with the situation. I want Chris Sale to be able to have run support. That's my only hiccup with this entire thing. And, of course, we'll talk to Grant about it at 8:20. But I wouldn't be shocked if you lost one tonight and then you were back above 500 before the end of the weekend. That's kind of how I see things playing out.
All right, we have time for one more real quick. Michael Penix will have a do-rag deal before the first preseason game. Fair or foul, Mike?
I think before the end of the week. Like, sign it. Like, I don't know. What are we waiting on, man? Like, there's so many possibilities here. So many possibilities. It would be asinine for a company out there that produces these things not to sign this man up and put that logo on there.
I'm fair. He's probably already got it. He just hasn't been in, you know, we just don't know. It's probably one of those deals they're waiting to launch it when the season starts and like training camp.
How special can you make do-rags? He can't wear the logo of like, a company on his head during an NFL game, right?
But you could. I mean, as long as you don't see it. I mean, remember Jim McMahon fought this with the headbands.
Yeah, I know.
He could probably have a Falcons one that Nike could make for him, and Nike could say, hey, we're going to, if you just wear Nike do-rags.
Nike Elite, pay that man the money.
Does Nike make a do-rag, Dylan?
Yeah.
I believe so, yeah.
Like at least a skull cap,
some,
right?
Some way, shape, or form of a do-rag. Yeah.
Yeah, we'll see what happens. Nice job, Allie. Appreciate you guys so much for listening. We're going to do wake-up call for a little bit on the other side, 404-726-0929. I'm talking cell phone etiquette today. Do you ever text somebody and they call right back, or is that you? Also, do you leave your read receipts on? Maybe it's just for your wife. Maybe it's just for your husband, just read receipts. What do you leave read receipts on? We also have a Life of Squid coming up on the other side.
Yeah, I got a cool story between Alex Bregman, who we'll see this weekend, and Tarek Skubal. I actually think it's cool, but maybe you will too. Morning Show, Sports Radio 929 The Game, and
the Odyssey app.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.